I'm your huckleberry.
Val Kilmer, who's going to star in a film that he was going to do before he was diagnosed with throat cancer. It's called As Deep as the Grave, and it's going to have a digitally recreated version of the actor. All the Marvel people have agreed to it, haven't they? Because they're just going to keep making the Marvel movies with the actors who played the characters, correct?
That's not true. I know that.
Happy one-year anniversary to our own Lizzie. You've been on the show 1 year. How do you feel?
Well, I feel great, Tim. Thanks for asking.
I thought you were going to quit when I didn't say hi to Dusty Slay for you.
That was close.
We pushed through it. He and I have talked about it. And how
I remember flipping over this desk.
Yeah, you did. I remember that. We cut it out of the show, but she was swearing and throwing stuff. Her kid was crying.
Spat at the computer.
Yeah, that actually sounds like something I would have done 5 years ago.
No, it's been fun. It's odd that it's been a year.
You're fired, by the way.
Yeah, we're just going to let you know that tonight will be the last.
We've called this meeting.
So, but yeah, just time flies, I guess, is the message. And it has been a good year, and we love it that you're here, and we hope you stay here. One of our mutual friends will be joining us for Radios in the Dark live after we're done recording this, which means nothing to you if you're watching it Saturday morning. But we record on Wednesday nights, and every once in a while we throw on the old live button. And hopefully Josh will be able to join us to talk about his brand new movie. How do you say this? Zappinos or Zappinos?
I think it's Zappinos.
Sounds like Zappinos to me.
Yeah.
And this is on YouTube, and Dustin will put the link in here for you.
And it's so funny. Like, it's so worth the watch.
How long is it? I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Well, I went to the film festival to see it.
Right. You saw it at the film festival. That's awesome.
And it's so funny.
It's funny. Yeah. It's Josh through and through. No one else could have played that character, pulled it off like Josh.
No. If Josh doesn't win an Emmy in the next 5 years or for being a character actor, there's something wrong with the universe, because he's a good guy and a good, funny character actor. We had a lot of reactions to calling Kelly Osbourne a ghoul, which we all agreed wasn't very nice, but we left it in anyhow. And we got a lot of comments, more than usual, and a lot of people sampled us, and we got a lot of views, more, almost 1,000 by now, which is rare for us. But we'll read those YouTube comments later on in the show. It looks like they did the Magic City promotion at the Hawks. It sold out. It was a huge success, even though they weren't tied to it anymore. Everybody wore their Magic City sweatshirts, including Jamie Gertz, who balled out. I just discovered that she owned the team. And it's funny that, like, younger people don't know that she was an actress. I don't know if she still acts. I guess she's a producer, but... Hey, before we get going full throttle here, I want to plug the Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, you can sign up to support Radio Labyrinth and keep us going. $5 a month. We're working on our current sticker that we're going to send out to everybody. But it just keeps us going. I'm going to paraphrase Frank Santopadre. Keeps the lights on. And I have no trouble paying my electric bill. But I mean, come on. Hey, we got to shill. We got to beg. We got to ask. And yeah, so... More on that later as well. So AI is resurrecting actors who have passed away in the recent past. And one of them is Val Kilmer, who's going to star in a film that he was going to do before he was diagnosed with throat cancer. It's called As Deep as the Grave, and it's going to have a digitally recreated version of the actor using AI to complete this role. This has the full support of his family and estate. I don't know if anybody has reached out to Justine Bateman. If you follow her on social media, you know she's really not into AI. So what do we think? Is this going to be the future? I think that all the Marvel people have agreed to it, haven't they? Because they're just going to keep making the Marvel movies with the actors who played the characters, correct?
That's not true. I know that's not true.
I have no idea about that, but I don't think I'll watch it.
No, why not?
I don't know. There's something about it bugs me.
Well, you're not a big Val Kilmer fan?
I love Val Kilmer. I just don't want to see an AI generated version of Val Kilmer acting in a movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a slippery slope.
I don't think it's going to be possible to put it back in the bottle, that genie. I think that genie is out of the bottle and it's going to stay out of the bottle.
Well, that's why I'm boycotting.
I'll watch it just because I want to see how much of the Uncanny Valley they've been able to remove from it. And
yeah.
Check the pulse of how it's happening and what's going on. Because like you said, there's no way to put the genie back in the bottle. And if it's going to be the new norm, not that I'll hype it up, but I'll at least get an opinion on it by at least experiencing it.
Well, you won't be able to get any real emotion. So it's just somebody who's really good at writing the prompt. Probably more than one person, probably using AI to write the prompts, because if you're not good at prompt writing, AI can help you write the prompt. But I just don't know. You don't have the emotive part. You don't have the, hey, it's really an actor doing this part. So I don't know. I'm kind of with Lizzie a little bit on that, but I'm still going to watch it just to see. But I don't know. We're just, the future, like you said, is, what is it, a house of mirrors?
It's either a house of mirrors or a house of cards.
One of those two, but that's what it is. And that's just where we are, and that's what's going to be. And if you don't regulate it, of course, they're going to regulate it. But if people have access to computers and have the ability to make things, then you're going to see episodes of Andy Griffith, new episodes of Seinfeld, new episodes of Cheers, all that stuff.
New episodes of Andy Griffith with the cast of Cheers.
Yes. Those things, when they do the switcheroo, sometimes that makes me laugh. The thing on Sora that's so bizarre is there's three men that they're obsessed with, Wilford Brimley, Larry King, and Bob Barker. And now they're, and it's just gone. It's gone past ridiculous to way, way, way ridiculous, where now they're all huffing spray paint and taking off their clothes and just dancing, playing instruments like, you know, like men at a men's retreat in the woods, but they're doing it on the set of The Price is Right. And I just look at it and go, this is our culture now. People are doing this instead of watching TV. Well, what other dead actors besides Val Kilmer would you like to see brought back to make movies?
Nah, I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if the question is really what one would you want to bring back, because it kind of...
Charlie Chaplin.
And John Holmes. Together in a movie. Johnny Wadd lives again
with the tramp.
I don't know. I can't think of any actor I'd like to see alive making a movie, unless it's stupid, but I don't even want that. So congratulations to the Kilmer family, because they're the ones that are going to get the money from it. And maybe this will be the only one, because he was so impassioned with this role. And I think the director or the producer really wanted him to be in this movie because of his love of the Southwest. And
I think it said he wrote it around him. He wrote the movie around Val.
Yeah. And he could be in Top Gun 3 now. Unless he died in Top Gun 2. I haven't seen it.
He did die.
He died.
Yeah.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Didn't he die in the first one?
No.
No.
That was Goose.
Okay. Yeah, I saw it once. I used to be so anti. But speaking of AI, and I didn't know this, the news all week about Liza Minnelli. We're really reaching our core audience talking about Liza Minnelli. But if you watched...
Arrested Development.
Correct. She was Lucille II in the 2000s, and she was great in that. She's very talented. She's a great singer. She was a great actress. Arthur was a great movie. I love her in Arthur. This is a tie you cannot steal. Usually one must go to a bowling alley to meet somebody of your caliber. But she was great in Arthur. Not so great in Arthur II. Won an Oscar for, what movie was that? Cabaret, right?
It was. Mm-hmm.
And I love that song. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Anyway, she has a tell-all book, and there's all sorts of things that she's revealing in this. But the thing that strikes me as odd is that she narrated the audiobook, but it was 11 Labs that cloned her voice, and so it's all AI. And Jeff told me that. I didn't know this. How'd you find this out? And you were watching them on TikTok?
Yeah. A bunch of people are posting clips of it saying, this is not actually Liza Minnelli.
There's an old clip. I saw one today. There's an old clip of her talking about Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, because an S goes and a Z goes Z. Well, that is in the audiobook, but they completely screw it up and they left it in there.
Yeah.
But some of these revelations, this is what I want to read this book, and I'll probably get the audiobook, so whatever. But she was friends with Princess Diana, and that was never made public. She had an affair with Martin Scorsese during New York, New York, which is, I don't know, arguably one of his lesser films. But I didn't know that. Now this, the wild Studio 54 life, I knew about that because my mom got the Enquirer, and every week it was either her or Liz Taylor who had a drug problem they had to handle. And plus her mom had a, you know, drinking and drug problem. She helped inspire Michael Jackson's moonwalk because she saw it in Brazil and taught it to him.
No, and that then, I had heard before.
Yeah, I saw a video of that, of her showing the dance she learned in Brazil with that he turned into a moonwalk.
And we'll finally hear all about her marriage to David Guest. Now, I think she was married four times, and two of them were at least straight. Now, I think her first husband was Peter Allen. Peter Allen. Now, my mom loved Peter Allen. I remember she didn't know he was gay, and she's like, he's so handsome. He's such a hunk. I think he hosted the Muppet Show, and he sang I Go to Rio. But she never really had luck in those sham marriages. They always ended up terrible. But this David Guest guy, I remember him being a freak with the all the facial surgery when they got married.
Yeah, he looked like he was in the restaurant in Brazil.
Yeah, that's right.
She also sold her mom's voice to the same AI company.
Yeah, they put out an album of new music, and that's all AI of Liza Minnelli. And we played some of that on the radio show. And it just doesn't sound good. Because the music in the background is AI, and that sucks, and the voice isn't right. So, but that's where we're going. So maybe, hey, we'll get new Led Zeppelin music, new Sex Pistols music when Johnny dies. Who knows where we're all headed?
Well, the thing about her, the narrating AI, using AI to narrate, at least she's still alive and working with them in that, right?
So yeah, it's not somebody doing
that's not as weird to me. They showed me three closets, and I say, what's behind these doors? My three ex-husbands?
Radio Labyrinth is also brought to you by The Punchline. It's tucked inside the legendary Landmark Diner. The Punchline is Atlanta's longest-running premier comedy nightclub. You can get a huge slab of cake, some waffles, maybe some pancakes and sausage. That way you're satisfied and full while you're having a beer and watching very funny comedy. Coming up, March 20th, Amir K. March 26th through the 28th, Derek Cahill. March 28th, Ellen Schemetti. March 29th, Corey Forrester. April 1st, Tahir Moore. And April 2nd through the 4th, Sahib Singh. Patreon members, keep your eyes open for a weekly giveaway, sometimes bi-weekly, to win a pair of passes to see an upcoming show. Congratulations to this week's Patreon member, Fuchsie, Jerry Fuchs. Go to punchline.com and check out all the shows. Adam Sandler was the highest paid actor in 2025, which surprised me that it wasn't Timothée Chalamet. He made $48 million because of hits like Happy Gilmore 2 and Jay Kelly. What is Jay Kelly?
It's that movie with George Clooney where he plays a big star,
mm-hmm.
basically himself.
Yeah.
And was Adam Sandler's his buddy.
Was that on Netflix or was it at least theaters? Okay.
Yeah, I think most of this is, I mean, the reason why is because of his contract with Netflix.
Yeah.
They're the only ones paying right now.
But Tom Cruise made money, and he's always going to make money. Mark Wahlberg, I get those two. Scarlett Johansson, I get that. And Brad Pitt. So those are your biggest stars in Hollywood. And you could put them in movies and people will go see it. Or, you know, watch it on streaming.
And you could put a picture of all of them on one thing and it would look like a meme.
Yes.
One of these things is not like the other.
We're probably too late to talk about the Oscars. Did anybody watch the Oscars? That's my question.
I did, just because Conan was hosting.
Yeah.
I heard he did really well and was fun. Yeah.
He did. Really good.
And that shouldn't be a surprise because he's very funny and he knows how to do these kinds of shows. But we only have 3 more years before the Oscars moves to YouTube, which it should have done earlier. But I get it. There's still.
I feel like Conan has saved the Oscars, the Oscar viewing.
I bet you he did.
Yeah. Well, they said he's got an open invitation now. They want him to do it next year, too.
He should. He's great. But the Oscars, the bigger problem is, and this is anything that we grew up, Gen X and most millennials, all kind of grew up in that mono culture where we all had a shared culture. But anything beyond that, if you grow up in the era of always knowing what social media is and always knowing what YouTube is, we're too niched out, I guess. Yeah. Like nobody cares about these things anymore. Nobody cares about any of the things. Nobody cares about music. Nobody cares about Saturday Night Live, award shows, television news, any of that shit. And once the boomers and Gen Xers are gone, what is television going to be? Nothing, because there's no one's watching it.
Yeah, they're going to have the Academy Awards inside of Fortnite or Roblox or something for people to pay attention to it.
Yep. When we were growing up, even if you weren't 100% interested in what was popular, you at least had an opinion on it because it was the only thing on the three channels to watch.
Or you were still consuming it. Yeah.
And were eventually the 54 channels that you had in the early 90s when everybody got cable. But we still all sort of watched the same things.
Yeah. It gave you a sense of community almost. Yeah. And you don't have that anymore because people can just opt out into their own little, like you said, your own little niche and stay out of everything else. But and it also leads to people having opinions about each other's niche.
Yes.
And that's the problem. I mean, there's no collective anymore. It's all, all these independent groups that are just ragging on each other.
They rag on each other. They get tons of views and they make money. Yeah. Here's another thing about the Oscars. There's a viral video of this girl who lives around the corner from the theater who went to the dumpster and got pieces of the red carpet for her apartment. And she did it either a TikTok or a Reels. And that has more views as of right now than the recast of the Oscars that's on YouTube.
Did she clean the thing? It's kind of gross.
I don't know. She told everybody where to find them and she went and rolled it up and took it home, and there's a video of her cutting it to fit her apartment. So she got a free rug from the Oscars. Now, how many thousands of people walked on that night?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she cleaned it. I think she just brought it into her house.
That reminds me of Kramer finding
the set of Mike Douglas.
So congratulations. I really enjoyed One Battle After Another, and that ended up getting Best Picture. Sinners. Best Actor went to Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, and he beat Timothée Chalamet, which we'll talk about in a second. The best actress was Jessie Buckley for Hamnet, which no one will talk about in a year from now.
But supporting actress, what's her name?
Amy Madigan.
Amy Madigan, Weapons.
You should have won for Uncle Buck. Sean Penn won Best Supporting Actor, but he wasn't there. He was talking to Zelensky someplace. The best original screenplay went to Ryan Coogler for Sinners. Now I got to watch this.
You haven't seen Sinners yet?
Yeah, so good.
You're not going to watch
it? It's really good.
No, I'm going to. You're definitely going to watch it. I just haven't had time. And the best adapted screenplay, I don't have time because I'm making AI videos. Best adapted screenplay was One Battle After Another. So that movie did a lot better than people were saying it was going to do. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's about time he won one. He'd been nominated so many times and never won one.
Speaking of the Oscars, though, the biggest loser, of course, Timothée Chalamet. Is this his third loss? So he's turned into DiCaprio, right?
Yeah, which is unfortunate because that means that they'll just be preloading the next few movies expecting him to finally get one.
Yeah. Jon Stewart had a great joke on The Daily Show. The opera and ballet have defeated Timothée Chalamet. You think that's what it is?
Or do you think that? They cast the votes before he even said that.
Yeah.
So it had nothing to do with it. I liked Conan's joke when he was like, we have heightened security here because we're getting a lot of death threats from the ballet and opera community. Okay. And then he looks at Timothée Chalamet and he's like, sorry.
Well, what is the deal with he's dating Kylie Jenner? Could that have something to do with it?
Yeah, that outrage is over with. He's been dating her for like 3 years, so.
Oh, I didn't even know that. See, I don't pay attention to that stuff. See,
apparently, she's trying to break into Hollywood.
She got a BBL.
What's that?
Big boyfriend loser.
Hey, listen, my daughter is a great actress. You know, I was an actress when I was on Chips. Do you guys remember Chips? I was on Chips. I had a starring role on Chips. I've always been a great actress. Back in the 70s when I was doing those shows on ABC, the Battle of the Network Stars. And then I was on a successful reality show. So I've been a great actress for a long time. And, you know, it runs in the family. Not so much my stepdaughters, but, not so much Brody. But, the daughters, they're really good. I would like to act again. Do you think maybe if she gets in really well with Chalamet, maybe I could play his mother?
I think Timothy Chalamet is a good actor.
He is a good actor.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I think he's just maybe he wasn't thinking when he said it, or maybe he was young and a little too big for his britches. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, nobody his age cares about opera or ballet. He's not wrong.
He just needs to learn to read the room.
Yeah.
Or people need to not be so fucking sensitive. Bonnie is still rotten. This comes from the Jeff desk of one of his favorite adult actresses, Bonnie Rotten. What was it about her that you liked, Jeff?
Her tattoos.
Yeah. Was she popular before Suicide Girls, or was she in that era?
Yeah, she was in that era.
Well, she's married to Jesse James. Well, Jesse James was on, what was the name of the reality show Jesse James was on that got him so popular?
Monster Garage.
All right.
Outlaw Garage.
Well, he married Bonnie Rotten, real name Elena James, and they've had some interesting stories in the news. She beat him up, apparently, and got arrested. She's in jail. She's still making movies?
Or she no, she retired a while ago.
Yeah. Looks like she's going to have to get back into it. This is a good time. She's out there. She's in the public. She should start an OnlyFans, and then, you know, she could pay off her legal fees and stuff.
So he was married to her. He was also married to the... Remember the nurse that was on the cover of the Blink-182 album with the glove?
Yeah, he was most famously married to Sandra Bullock at one time.
Right.
Right. And that's who he left for Bonnie Rotten. What's wrong with Sandra Bullock? She's sweet.
She doesn't have the cool tattoos.
Right. She's not into DP.
What?
A couple other tidbits before we move on. Mystery Science Theater 3000 Riff Tracks Revival Kickstarter raised nearly $2.7 million, so that's good news.
Yeah, I don't know. They can make so much money on these Kickstarters. I don't know why they canceled the shows in the first place. Why don't they just keep the shows going and raise money from people to do new seasons?
I don't know. I'm glad
they keep bringing them back and then canceling them again.
Well, what do? They get on networks, right? Weren't they last on Netflix?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, they must not do very well. And you have to think that that show was pretty underground, even when it was on Comedy Central over and over and over again. Yeah. It started Sci-Fi, didn't it? Or did it start on Comedy Central?
I thought it was Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah. You know,
their late night stuff.
Yeah, you do stuff in college in the 90s, early 90s, get really high and watch this show, and it was great. And then that movie came out, and the movie was fantastic. They did a send-up of This Island Earth with the inner Rossiter and all that shit, but it was really good. Also, there's that Luigi Mangione musical I don't know why they allowed them to make that. And then I just wanted to know if anybody's tried Ben Stiller's soda yet.
You can only get it at Target, apparently.
I thought you could get it at Whole Foods.
Not in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia, you have to go to Target?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to fucking Target. Target sucks.
I saw the video of him setting up a taste test thing in the grocery store.
Yeah, I saw that too. And then they were trying to say that nobody's going up to him and nobody wants it. If that was the case, then he made that video look that way.
Yeah.
He's notoriously known to do.
Right. Yeah. Ben Stiller in a store, people are going to go up and talk to him. But it was right-wing X accounts where I saw that mostly. Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro, your local family-owned pizzeria and the place to get local craft beer and great food that's always made fresh to order. They're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturdays from 12 to 9, and they are closed on Sundays. Now, I've been trying to explain to my son why Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays, but he's not getting it. Why would they want to stay with their families? The food truck is once again on winter break, but probably in early March, it'll come out of break. Give us a call if you have a corporate or private event that you're interested in possibly booking. As always, we thank you for your continued support and for listening to the absolute best podcast around, Radio Labyrinth. We're also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005, which, if you're like me and good at math, is 20 years. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366, or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views
or
snooze.
news.
Yeah, last week was that Scarpetta, which I'm hearing mixed reviews of. A lot of people like the books, but they're not into the show at all, which I haven't watched it yet. But Madison, so good on Paramount Plus. Michelle Pfeiffer's show with Kurt Russell. I watched the first three. She's definitely going to win an Emmy next year.
And that's the Taylor Sheridan team, yeah, too, right?
This is nothing like any other Taylor Sheridan show, though.
Hmm. Yeah, Jones keeps wanting to watch Marshalls, which is, to me, that's not a great
show. I watched two of them, and I'm out.
It's bad, right?
It's so networky. I can't even stand
Yes.
it.
Yes. Like, there's parts where I'm laughing, like, yeah, at the storyline. But I've been like, we need to watch Madison. And he's like, okay, after this episode of Marshalls. And then he falls asleep, so.
And this week, Invincible comes back.
Cool.
Season 4. I watched the first one already.
Good show.
Invincible's off the chain now.
He's what, like, is that? The cooking
killing
thing?
People and stuff.
He's like his dad.
Yeah. Jury Duty Company Retreat starts on the 20th on Prime. Looking forward to this. The first season of Jury Duty was awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it,
too. This captures the same magic where everybody's an actor but one person. And then the comeback, Lisa Kudrow show, coming back after 12 years.
Wow.
For season 3.
And then she's the star of an AI-written sitcom.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. Pretty funny. I wonder how it's going to be, though, without her assistant / makeup artist. Mm-hmm. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he died, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That sucks. Way to bring it down, Jeff.
Sorry. I bet his show's still going to be funny, but I wonder how they're going to handle him not being there.
All right. Staff picks. I don't have a staff pick, really. But I have to bring up a show that you guys have been talking about for years that I never even bothered to watch.
Give your balls a tug, you temper.
Not the right time, Shorzy.
All right. It's called Shorzy, and a lot of you have been on this for a long time. And the first episode, I almost shit my pants laughing. That's how funny it is. And I just kept watching. So I'm just going to blow all through it in the next couple of weeks. It's such a good show. And I have to admit that I was a straggler, and you guys are right about most stuff. And I also have to give a nod to my friend Mark Gardner, who likes that show as well. But it is so fucking funny.
Oh, sure. You'll listen to Mark when he tells you to watch it. But we've been telling you for five years.
Oh, those things.
But yeah, if you do watch it and you do like it, just immediately start back at Letterkenny.
I'm going to.
Because it's the same humor.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Mine's an anti-staff pick. Fuck Burger King.
Why'd you go back if you knew you're going to hate it?
I wanted to try a double Whopper this time because I got the single Whopper last time and it was really dry. So I wanted to see if this improved double Whopper was better.
Yeah.
And it was fucking the same price as a Five Guys burger.
Yeah. Huh?
It costs the exact same price as a 1 cent less than a Five Guys burger, double burger.
Jones said the same thing last week when he got Burger King. The Five Guys and the... It's like, yeah. I'd rather just get a Five Guys burger.
Yeah, Five Guys burgers are better.
Yeah. Mine is it's a series that's on... I think it started on the BBC, but it's on over here. It's on MGM Network, but it's called SAS Rogue Heroes, and it's 12 episodes, and it's basically about the creation of the SAS and the Special Forces and how they put them together and why. And it was basically one man that led his crew, and the guy that plays him is Jack O'Connell. The guy from the played the bad guy in Sinners, but man, and he's in Bone Temple as well. Great actor, man. That he's become my favorite actor in the last year, and it's from the people that made Peaky Blinders.
The Spider-Man official trailer that was released.
Oh yeah,
the rebirth.
Brand New Day. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they're
I'm
throwing
so
everything but the kitchen sink at that.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's yeah, except for Sadie, everything but Sadie Sink, because she got cast in it.
Well,
so I'm wondering who she's going to be playing.
If you see some of those stills they've put out, there's people like there was with the last Spider-Man movie when they digitally removed the other Spider-Man,
mm-hmm,
that you couldn't see them. There's those same pictures out now. So I'm thinking that she's probably going to be in there as.
I think she's going to be a villain, or I think she's maybe going to be Jean Grey.
That's possible, too, yeah.
Why would they have Jean Grey? I don't get it. She's not in Spider-Man's universe.
No, she's not. But they're trying to mix all those universes together.
Yeah, especially with starting to flip into multiverses. Yeah, you could pull. Now you could pull anyone from anywhere at this point.
I was just saying how when I was watching the trailer, like there's people just passing out, you know, and they're saying, I don't know, it just reminded me of Jean Grey and her powers and, you know, what she can do.
Well, you haven't lived until you've watched that Spider-Man kids show with the three different children Spider-Men. One of them is Gwen Stacy. One of them's Miles Morales. The other one's Peter Parker. My son just, so I have to watch it. I'm like, this is blasphemy.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Well, because of all the hateful comments we made about Kelly Osbourne last week, we got a bunch of comments, and I'm now going to read them as Matthew McConaughey. Roby says that Kelly was more attractive during the Osbournes than she is now, and I had no attraction to her back then. All right, I'm not going to do that voice anymore. Young and Surly says, is Terrence blacklisted because he supported Jussie Smollett? Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's because he's nuts. Allie says, Kelly Osbourne used her father's death as an excuse. Everyone's father dies eventually. She's not unique to loss. Whoa, that's harsh.
Yeah, that's harsh.
Live Free and Be Happy says, so mean. Stop shaming women. I don't think we were shaming women.
Shaming women.
I liked her comment on that.
Somebody said, New Jersey Devil said, Sharon Osbourne has an eating disorder. I didn't know that, but we weren't talking about her. Hookah Smoke and Caterpillar says, oh, yeah, I get that. That's from White Rabbit.
Alice in Wonderland.
Kelly looks like a real-life Jack Skellington. TV's Gringo Star says, it's funny that you say Kelly Osbourne looks like a ghoul. When I first saw her in her recent state, I immediately thought she looked like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt. Yeah. Brett Perkins says, the voice of reason, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, but we need more Venture Brothers to take our minds off of current events. I can get along with all of that. Grambino said, Crypt Keeper is a look now. Hoggle says, I wish people would leave her alone. And then Nina says, it's way too much. Some people are literally dying to be thin. It's ridiculous. Oh, wait, we do have two more. Poop Ship says, if Kelly Osbourne and the Redbox troll hooked up, the baby would be Quado from Total Recall. And then the last comment is my favorite. PB says, did they just dig up Karen Carpenter? So cruel, so cruel. We love your comments. We know we're not going to get 1,000 views on this episode, but maybe we will. Dustin is magical. Maybe we will, but I promise. Okay. Let's see. Hey, if you like our show and you want to support us, you can become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon member. Go to patreon.com for the two different tiers. We have the $5 a month tier, which makes you eligible for all the contests and stickers and everything. And we also have the producer level at $25. And at that level, you get a T-shirt and you get mentioned every week as a producer because you are producing the show. So Mike Walker, John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Pat Turner, who we just had on the live. Remember to like, rate, and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please. And if you're watching us on YouTube, interact with people. Share it with your friends. That's what pushes us out. The more that you interact, the better that we do, and the more viewers you can interact with. So subscribe to the YouTube, even if you prefer listening on a podcatcher. So unless there's anything else, please remember to
keep it canon.
They say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the rain.